At this late hour at the end of the age, it's obvious to anyone who's truly attuned to God's word and is watching as instructed by the Lord, Mark 13:37, Christ's call in the rapture must be very near. Proof includes that heaven's enemy has, it is clear, unleashed the attack dogs against God's holy word. Those hounds of hell have chosen a well-known animal activist entity, whose name by reputation seems non-threatening while Satan moves forward with his devilish plan. And it seems quite sad, because the organization has done, I presume without knowing very much about it, at least some level of good through its services. Again we see the rapidly growing, and I believe intrinsically evil, AI technology coming to the forefront of society and culture. Those who are determined to insinuate their controlling, bullying influence have chosen to, through AI, directly attack the word of God. The following illustrates that the attack dogs have been unleashed in a major way. Once again, the left is trying to appropriate the Bible for its own political purposes, this time with the help of artificial intelligence. Yes, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals last week published a rather milquetoast rewrite of the Book of Genesis entitled, The Book, PETA's Version of the Creation Story. The result is inherently offensive, occasionally a tad funny, but ultimately rather underwhelming. PETA, or the AI, which I'm convinced probably provided the best bits of this dilapidated drivel, decided to be slavishly derivative, repeating original locations and keeping the rough structure of Genesis, while simultaneously scrapping the main theological message of the story and the major plot points that give the inspired word its emotional heft. In this incredibly sanitized version of the Bible, Cain isn't a murderer, Nimrod stops being a hunter, Hagar is a chef, a dog takes the place of Isaac on Mount Moriah and there is no sacrifice, Pharaoh's butler and baker both live, and Pharaoh's dreams involve vegan preaching, not the famine responsible for reuniting Jacob's family. Somewhere between the AI and the woke's colds at PETA, basic details got lost. For instance, Rachel dies in childbirth with Joseph, rather than with his younger brother Benjamin, Genesis chapter 35, and Benjamin miraculously appears as an elder brother to Joseph. Cain, still the villain of the story, sacrifices animal flesh to God while Abel sacrifices plants, which represents a reversal of the biblical story in which Abel sacrifices his prized sheep. PETA might as well have made Abel the villain, especially since it decided to scrap the murder, anyway. Most of the main characters, who have rather tremendous flaws in the original version of Genesis, are all morally spotless priests of the vegan religion here, preaching the virtues of soy and almond milk. They go from place to place, spreading the gospel of treating animals like people, and occasionally the animals speak on their own accord. At one point, camels decide among themselves to teach the uneducated humans, but then decide just to travel with them, instead. Joseph's brothers still decide to kidnap and sell their brother out of jealousy, but they also wouldn't dare harm a goat to dip his multicolored coat in goat's blood. Instead, they use beet juice. Yes, they contemplate murdering their own brother, but God forbid they touch an animal. It seems that whoever at PETA rewrote Genesis lost interest after the first few chapters, letting AI do the rest. PETA teams up with AI to rewrite the Bible, Tyler O'Neill, Daily Signal, May 16, 2023. Some would view all this as drivel, as the writer puts it, just tongue-in-cheek fun-poking. But the God whose Son paid the price for all the sin of the world in the most horrific, humiliating way imaginable, I must believe, finds little humor here. Neither is the serpent's intention tongue-in-cheek. He wants to steal truth from and destroy every human being. He fully intends to do so in part by deceiving humans into thinking that neither he nor God even exists. Destroying the veracity of God's word is one of the chief ways he is trying to achieve his plan of destroying the human race. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4. Jesus said that, despite all of the devil's attempts to destroy those who follow the Lord, we shouldn't fear or be distracted. He, Jesus, has overcome the world, as well as the flesh and the devil. Satan and all of hell's attack dogs will never destroy the word of God. We have our Lord's promise. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew chapter 24 verse 35. Source: Prophecy Line.